feel like they're a part of the program and feel like this is a safe environment to try new things, to make mistakes, and to work really hard at practice and during games. And so I think they've made a huge impact on everyone in the program.
We are talking with Sophie French. She is the coach of the Durand, Arkansas volleyball team. They went 8-0 in the Dunn St. Croix. They are Dunn St. Croix Conference champions for the first time in over 20 years. So congratulations to the girls. You mentioned you're building that program. So along with the underclassmen, what are some of the other things you're wanting to do to try to build up the volleyball program here?
A part of it was creating more of a standard across all of the levels, and my coaches have done a really great job helping me with that. Gregory Boygenzon and Hannah Fuker are two newer coaches, a part of the program as well, and Tana Brenner has been the JV coach for, I think, over 8 years now, and we all have worked really hard to have the same standards across of all of our teams, which I think is a big part of building that. So every single year, they know what to expect, they know how they're supposed to act, and they know what they're supposed to do every practice, every game.
Well, next week now, you'll be going into regionals, so it's going to be Gale Ettrick Trimble. Now, what day is that game going to be on and what time?
It's going to be Tuesday at 7 p.m. at home. We get the home match since we are the higher seed.
So have you had a chance to, I know in football and basketball, they have film on the other team, so have you been able to kind of scout Gale Ettrick Trimble to find out a little bit about them?
Yes, actually, we had practice this morning at 7 a.m., and we watched film on them.
7 a.m. practice. Ouch. Okay, so what do you see in Gale Ettrick Trimble? What are some of their strengths?
They are a team that's 4-30 this year, so they're really struggling. I would say overall their main strength would probably be their setting. They have a really good setter. But overall, that's about
So it's a struggle. They've been struggling this year. But that's the danger, isn't it? I'm sure you've already told the team this, be very, very careful, because one thing can lead to another and suddenly they're moving on and we're not.
Yes. We talked about the things that we need to work on, looking back at ourselves this past week and the things we struggled with. And so our plan going into Monday's practice is to work on the things we need to work on to prepare ourselves for our game Tuesday.
What are the strengths of the Panther volleyball team?
The strength of this year's varsity is definitely our defense. That is the foundation of our gameplay. I've got huge blockers right now. Addison Auth is leading the conference in blocks. My young sophomore, Kennedy Gardner, has been a huge part of this program. Bringing her up, she's a huge block. Sawyer Sabelko, Jessica Wood, they put up major blocks. And then I also have amazing passers on defense, like Mackenzie Olmsted's my libero, and she steals kills from our opponents all the time. And our defense sets us up and gives us momentum for our offense and really pushes our offense to be really dominant because of that.
Now, I know there's all this, a lot of different terminology and all of that. I think if I'm not mistaken, you have a striker. That's the person that smashes the ball down.
A hitter, the okay. Spiker.
The spiker, okay.
Yeah.
So do you have multiple girls that are really good at that?
I have a lot of girls who are really good at that, yes. It's like a dream come true to have six really strong hitters. Addison Auth is probably my number one right now. I have two amazing outside hitters as well, Alexis DeLisi, Emma Hoyt. They are killing it on the outside. And I have two really strong right side hitters too, which a lot of teams usually lack that, but Sawyer Sabelko has really stepped up the last 4 years in that position, and then Kennedy has moved into that position this year.
What's so hard about the right side? Why does that make that difficult?
The right side, their predominant job is to be a blocker, and so hitting is usually like second or third priority. And so most teams will focus on finding someone who can block, and then you put your stronger hitters on the outside. So usually you put your weaker hitters on the right side.
Talking with Sophie French, she is head coach for the Durand, Arkansas girls volleyball team. They went undefeated this year in the conference. They are Dunn St. Croix Conference champions for the first time in over 20 years. They face Gale Electric Trempealeau on Tuesday here at the high school. Now, for those that may want to come to the game then on Tuesday, maybe they've never watched volleyball before. So what's explain why you have to move people around all the time? What's that all about?
We have to rotate every time we side out. And the reason for that is it would be really unfair if I left Addison Auth in the front row for six rotations at a time. And so part of it is for fairness and making sure everyone's rotating through and it's switching.
So let's say Addison had been in front, but now she's rotated to the back. But when the ball's in the air, though, can't she move up to the front to try to block, or does she have to, is there certain spaces you have to stay in?
Yes, there's something called the attack line where she cannot be in front of the attack line, jumping in front of the attack line.
Okay, so there is a little bit about with that. And there's also, people might notice there's going to be one player that wears like a different colored uniform. Why?
That is our libero, and the libero is usually a defensive specialist, usually the best passer on the team. And the jersey signifies that you do not have to use a sub. So you can sub her in and out in the back row as many times for whoever you want. And it's just to signify that that's the person that you don't need a sub for.
And when people are subbing in, there's a certain way. Somebody just can't run in and out. There's like a way to do this. Explain that.
Yeah, so each team gets 18 subs per set, and the person who's subbing in has to go up to the front by the 10-foot line, and the down ref has to be the one to signify when they can exchange.
Okay, and so the other, for the game on Tuesday night, how important for the girls is to have a packed house?
It's so important. We do so well when we have a lot of fans. I think our fans travel very well. I felt like we had just as many fans at Elk Mound as they did, and I think it really helps the atmosphere, and the excitement can really push us and motivate us and give us momentum to push through and beat these teams.
And so for those that might be coming for the first time, do we get to pound on the bleachers? Do you want that? The cheering, the screaming, the clapping, you know, kind of like basketball, how they, the fans kind of get into that and they start, you know, doing that sort of thing. Is that okay, I guess? Is that, you know, proper etiquette?
Yes, it's proper etiquette as long as it's done with good sportsmanship and we're not attacking the referees. But when they're really loud cheering, that is awesome. That's great atmosphere.
So there you go. Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, correct? Yep, 7 o'clock here at Durand, Arkansas High School. Durand, Arkansas taking on Gale Electric Trempealeau and a WIAA Girls Volleyball Regional. Let's fill the house and let's get them through the first regional, the second regional. And then if we have to go on the road, go on the road to all the games and get them through sectionals and state championship. Now, where are those held? Just, are they down in Madison or is it in like Stevens Point or Green Bay?
The state tournament is held in Green Bay.
Okay. That could be really fun. Good luck to the Lady Panthers. Again, they're undefeated in the Dunn St. Croix. First time Dunn St. Croix Conference champions in over 20 years. And they face Gale Electric Trempealeau on Tuesday night in the regionals. You're listening to the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show. It's Durand, Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In Michigan, former President Trump hitting back on news reports that he's canceled interviews with major news organizations because he's exhausted.
What event did I cancel? I haven't canceled. She doesn't go to any events. She's a loser. She doesn't go to any events. I've gone 48 days now without arrest.
Mr. Trump Vice President Harris, both right now holding rallies in Michigan, an important battleground state. In Detroit, ABC's Rachel Scott.
In Michigan, Harris and Trump are separated by less than 1 point in the polls. Michigan has the largest Arab American population in the country, and Trump is trying to appeal to Arab American voters who are frustrated by the Biden administration's handling of the war in Gaza.
Wildfire conditions are extreme in California amid strong, hot, dry winds. A fire broke out this afternoon in a neighborhood of Oakland, leading to evacuation orders for hundreds of people, at least four homes damaged. An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Federal investigators looking into millions of Teslas and their self-driving feature.
Around 2.4 million Tesla models S, X, Y, and Cybertruck are being investigated by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration because they have the full self-driving feature Tesla offers. It comes after four crashes, one of which was fatal, involving the car driving itself. The crashes involved reduced roadway visibility from sun glare, fog, or dust, which may have caused a Tesla to not be able to read the road. The investigation will look into Tesla's abilities to navigate autonomously when conditions are not ideal. Alex Stone, ABC News.
No word yet on when power could be restored in Cuba. The Caribbean island's grid has gone offline after a major power plant failed. The country's prime minister here announcing they shut down schools and sent most government workers home today to conserve energy. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. Spirits, wine, beer for a whole lot less. Walking down the aisles makes you stop and say, yes! From mixing cocktails, a friendly get-together, or a brunch outdoors, Total Wine has everything you need. And more. With the lowest prices and best selection for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we get ready for the second half of our Durand, Arkansas Stanley Boyd boys football game on this senior night. Also, happy birthday to Jackson Weiss, who's celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Jackson. I know he can't hear me. He's out on the field right now. Let's run down some scores that we have for you at on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Halftime, Fall Creek leading Mondovi 8-6. Chippewa Falls leading Menominee 21-0 at half. Baldwin-Woodville leading St. Croix Central 14-13 at half. New Richmond over Superior 35-7 at half. It's Alma Pepin over Oliva Strum 22-6 in the second quarter. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on our website, on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Here, 36 to nothing, and the Panthers will be getting the ball to start. Of course, we are under running clock conditions as well. Again, good luck to the Durand, Arkansas Lady Panther girls volleyball team as they begin regionals here on Tuesday against Gale Electric Trempealeau, and congratulations to them as well on their Dunn St. Croix Conference Championship. Get a chance to go to the game on Tuesday night. Again, the Coach French said the more there, the louder you are, the better they play, it seems like, and it gets the girls into it, so good luck to the Lady Panthers. All right, we are ready to go, and second half is underway. And taken at the 5-yard line to the 10. Uh-oh, a little hesitation there by the Panthers. And Miles Karleski and on the return. A little bit of hesitation by Miles, and that on kickoff returns can be a bad thing, and it'll be first and 10 for the Panthers at the 11-yard line. And so Briding will bring the play in from the sideline. And on the senior night. So Panthers come to the line now. First and 10. They'll be going from right to left here in this third quarter. Briding waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver on the far side. From the far hash. Handoff is to Havens. Tries to cut up field straight ahead. And he'll be hit right away. And in on the stop is going to be Hager in on the stop. So second down and 10, we'll call it. Briding brings him to the line. Again, single wide receiver on the far side on the right of the formation. And a handoff is this time to Havens. Tries to cut back upfield, and he gets hit right as he gets to the corner. And on the stop for Stanley Boyd, number 5 as well. Drayden Arneson looks like number 5 for the Cardinals. So third down here coming up. So third and 9 from the 13. And waiting for the snap is Briding. Low snap. Rolls to his right. Looks. Throws. It's going to be caught. And that is going to be Pickler. Stays on his feet. Stays on his feet. Tries to get get to the first down, but he'll be short at the 20-yard line. So, fourth and 3. Carson Hudawanik in on the stop. So, fourth and 2 from the 20. Panthers going punt formation. Stanley Boyd's like, yeah, we've seen this movie before, but they're going to get two receivers back. All right. Good snap to Brida. High floating kick. It's going to take a Panther bounce. And it'll be down at the 46-yard line. And that is where Stanley Boyd will take over here in this third quarter. And thank you to Numbers R Us, daily money management for individuals. Rhonda takes care of things so you don't have to. Mail handling, bill payment, fraud prevention. Rhonda's bonded and insured. Visit Rhonda online at numbersrus.com or give her a call at 672-8093 for more information. Heike Pharmacy of Durant, flu and COVID-19 shots available. Call or visit Heike Pharmacy downtown Durant for more information. And it's going to be a pitch. That's going to be to number four around the right side. There he goes. Off to the races on the near side. He's got a touchdown. And that is going to be Hodowanik with the touchdowns as he gets to the corner, and that's it. Off to the races. Touchdown, Stanley Boyd. And so Stanley Boyd now will see if they're just going to kick the extra point or. So ball down, kick is on the way, and the kick is good. Nope, no good. Kick no good, and so it will be 42-0. Stanley Boyd with 7:52 remaining in the third quarter. Clock stops on the score. Thank you to Durant Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Ask about the beef and pork bundles from Durant Smokehouse. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. Durant Napa Farmers, visit Durant Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep your equipment running on the farm during the harvest season. Also new at Durant Napa as well. Napa Car Care Center, Riverview Auto from Durant Napa. Elsevia Co-op, a leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and visit Elsevia.com for more information. And the Cell Block, visit the Cell Block with their soup and salad bar during the weekdays. And don't forget about the daily specials as well. One of the things I like about the Cell Block, Meat Lover's Pizza at the Cell Block, downtown Durant. Here we go. And right at the last second, the ball falls off. Well, we'll try that again. All right. So here we go. Oh, high end-over-end kick taken at the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25. Tripped up. Oh, man, a nice play. Just Jackson Weiss with the return. Doesn't get tripped up. May have got at least a midfielder farther. So, first and 10 for the Panthers. Hager in on the stop for Stanley Boyd from the 29. Again, Stanley Boyd leading 42-0 under running clock conditions, down to 7:20 left in the third quarter. As Breiding now brings the Panthers to the line. Single wide receiver left and right. Good snap, and it's going to be throw over the middle. Caught. Nope, incomplete. Pass intended for Weiss. Second and 10. Next week, of course, will be the first round of the playoffs. Stanley Boyd will be, they'll be doing all of the seeding and all of that here tomorrow. They'll be moving on, and Panthers, this final game of the regular season for the Panthers. As Breiding now waits for the snap now, two wide receivers here on the near side. And it's going to be handoff to Havens, goes around the right side. On the far side, stays on his feet, but then is hit. As he gets to that corner and maybe gets a yard. And in on the stop. Looks like number 56 for Stanley Boyd. I saw at the bottom of the pile Riley Shade with the stop. And so third down here coming up. And about 8 from the 32-yard line. Panthers now to the line. Well, A little confusion now by the Panthers on offense, but now we get three wide receivers here on the near side. So trips left. Everybody set. Back to passes Bryden. He's going to throw to his white, right, to Weiss. Weiss can't come up with it, just a bit short. Incomplete. Marr in on the coverage for Stanley Boyd. So fourth and seven now. As clock continues to run, down to 5:15 remaining in the third. 42-0 Stanley Boyd. Panthers now getting ready to kick it away. Good snap. And Bryden kicks it away and taken at the 42-yard line. That is number six on the near side. He's to the 40, to the 35, run out of bounds. And down to about the 45-yard line. Sabelko runs him out of bounds. Marr with the return. So first and 10 from the Panther 41, we'll call it. Oh, make that from the 37, okay. First and 10 from the 37. As Stanley Boyd now. Ton comes to the line. Down to 4:22 remaining in the third quarter. Eisenberger waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right. Handoff. Straight ahead we go. And that is... that is going to be Jake LeGrander, number 17. Prizel in on the stop for the Panthers. Gain of about five, second down and five. From the 32-yard line. No huddle offense by the Orioles. Eisenberger waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right. Back to passes Eisenberger. Swings it out to his left. That's going to be number three. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Then finally falls forward at about the 25. That is Brenner. And making the tackle was Hegness. Down to the 25-yard line. First down for the Orioles, rather. And so clock's down to 3:10. Eisenberger now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right. Eisenberger hands it off. Straight ahead we go. That's number 17. Gets down to the 20. And that is LeGrander with the carry. Gain of about five. Again, hurry up offense going here. As Eisenberger now waiting for the snap. Back to pass. He looks. Throws to his left. It's going to be caught. Does a spin move and works back into the inside. Gets down to about the 6-yard line. And Cole Brenner with the catch. And so now waiting for the snap. And straight ahead we go. That is going to be number 83. Yep, number 83, and that is Kletch. Like I said, 48-0 now with 2:13 remaining in the third quarter. As they line up for an extra point. Ball down. Kick is on the way. Kick is good. So 49-0. Stanley Boyd with 2:13 remaining here in the third quarter. And thank you to Martin Transport. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Durand Improvement Group. Don't forget to coming up on the 26th. It's a trunk or treat 3 to 5 in downtown Durand with Durand Improvement Group. Ryan's Sports Shop. Pheasant season begins tomorrow in Wisconsin. All the fall hunting and fall fishing. Boy, we've had some great weather this fall to hunt and fish. For all of your outdoor needs, it's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. And a silo featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna. And a silo also featuring a small engine repair for your lawn and garden equipment now. Paul Schlesher, Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Thank you to all of our high school sports sponsors as the ball falls down again. Please thank them. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. And here we go. This time a short kick. Weiss will take it at one-handed at the 18-yard line to the 25. Puts his head down to about the 28-yard line. Allard with the tackle and first and 10 for the Panthers. Thank you to Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, offering plumbing and septic services for brand new construction, or you may need repair for your current home. Call Chris at Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, 672-8224. That's 672-8224. So first and 10 for the Panthers. We'll call it at the 29. Breidung under center, waiting for the snap now. Man goes in motion and Weiss. And it's going to be handoff straight ahead. We go. Havens loses a couple yards in on the stop. Looks like I see number 70 on the bottom of the pile, Willie Graham. And second down and about 12. Thank you to Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. Riverside Grill, visit them for daily specials. Don't forget about the Sunday Broasted Chicken Special. Of course, Friday Fish Fry. Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. They'll be having some specials for the upcoming gun deer hunting season, too, in November. Don't forget about the Thanksgiving dinner specials that they'll be having. We'll tell you more about that here as we get closer to the holiday, also known as deer hunting and Thanksgiving. Handoff to Havens. He goes to his right and loses a couple more yards. Can't get the corner. Carlson in on the stop. And so now third down here coming up. 30 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. So it'll be the last play of the quarter. Bryden waiting for the snap now. Good snap, back to pass, looks to his left, throws over the middle. It's going to be incomplete, pass intended for Weiss. A little high, had to go up for it, fourth down. And that'll be it for the third quarter. With Stanley Boyd leading 49-0, it's Durand, Arkansas boys football on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we get ready for the fourth quarter with Stanley Boyd leading 49-0. Panthers will be starting the fourth quarter punting as they're facing fourth down and about 13 from their own 24. Good snap and high floating kick. And it'll be taken at the 35. That is number 6. And gets to the outside to the 50. And he'll be hit out of bounds into Panther territory. I think Sabelko with the hit as Amar with the return. So first and 10 for the Orioles. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at goodrichfh.com. SFB Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy, 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Just a few of our high school sports sponsors. Eisenberger We'll wait for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right here. Man comes in motion. And it's going to be handoff to number 8 this time. He cuts it upfield, crosses the 40, stays on his feet, and is down to near the 35, and that is Oliver Hatfield with the carry. And Berger in on the stop for the Panthers. Now we have an injury, and they do stop the clock for an injury. Looks like we got a cramp for Weber. So Weber will come back out. All right, so we're ready to go. Eisenberger now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the far side, single wide receiver on the near side. Man comes in motion, jet sweep left. That is going to be number 25, and this time he is going to not go anywhere as Yonke blows that play up. And that was Carson Woodcock with the carry. Some of the substitutes now coming in for Stanley Boyd. Loss back to the 44-yard line. And second down now. As Eisenberger now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers left and right. Eisenberger waits for it. Handoff straight ahead we go. That is number 20. And that is Dorn. And he's brought down right away by number 72, Magnus Lukic with the stop. And really no gain on the play. Third down here coming up. Down to 9:30 left in the game. Eisenberger waits for the snap. Back to pass. Throws over the middle and the slant in. Oh, and he had him. Couldn't hang on. And that was Gint. And so it's fourth down. And so now, approaching the 9-minute mark. Coming up, our Bowerville Panther postgame show. Well, they're lining up as if they're going for it. I guess they will go for it. Fourth and 16. Man goes in motion, and it's going to be a. And they're going to throw it, and it's going to be caught on the far side. Enough for a first down. Cuts back inside. Touchdown. And trying to see who that was. Brody Westrom, it looks like. So Westrom with the touchdown to make it 55-0. And so now they will go ahead and kick the extra point. High snap, ball now, kick is on the way, and kick is good. So, with 8:31 remaining, 56-0 now, Stanley Boyd. And thank you to Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com for more information. Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts. Call them now for end-of-year tax planning, 672-4425, to schedule your appointment. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, downtown Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, downtown Durand. Please thank our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts this fall football season and throughout the upcoming winter season as well. Without their help, we wouldn't covering Durand, Arkansas sports throughout the year. Here we go as we'll kick it back off again. Panthers to get the ball back on the ground. And it'll be taken by number 10. Ooh, and he's going to be hit right away. It's Kolesky with the carry, and he'll be out of bounds at the 23-yard line, we'll call it. All right. Hatfield in on the stop for the Orioles. So first and 10 now. Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. Single wide receiver here on the right side, on the near side. And handoff is to Weber. Straight ahead we go. He'll get up to about the 25-yard line. And on the stop, number 78, that is Blake Suka. As the clock running down to 7:33 remaining in the game. So second down and 7. As Panthers now come to the line from the 26. Brighton waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left side of the formation. That's the far side. Weber goes in motion. We're going to go sweep left. Nope, reverse. Oh, it's going to be flea flicker time. Back to Weber. Left, right, up, down, and Stanley Boyd sniffed it out pretty good. No gain on the play. Up, oh, Stanley Boyd stayed home. And so third down coming up. Oh, flag down. Roughing the passer on Stanley Boyd. So it's a free 15-yard penalty, 15 yards rather, for the Panthers. And so they'll go up to the 41-yard line and a first down. First and 10 from the 41. Clock running down to 6:24 remaining. Two wide receivers here on the near side as Brighting now waiting for the snap. Low snap, back to pass, and whistle and offsides. Nope, offsides on the Panthers? Wow. Okay. Oh, okay, call false start. All right, there you go. So move it back, a free fiver for the Orioles. They move it back 5. So, first and 15 from the 36 this time. Brighting now waiting for the snap. Low snap, back to passes Brighting. Looking for number 7, and that is Leighton Glaus, but overthrown. So, second down here coming up. Approaching the 5-minute mark here in the game. Coming up, our Bauer Built Panther postgame show. Run down, score some around the area, and we'll also recognize our seniors as well. As we wrap up our fall Durand, Arkansas football coverage here, get ready for the basketball season next. Brighting now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers here on the near side. Low snap once again. Brighting over on the slant end, tried to get it to Weiss, and it was, I think, tipped. So third down here coming up. And again, down to 4:30 remaining in the game. So Priding now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the far side from the far hash now. Low snap again. Play action, Brighton. It's going to go deep. This time it's caught by Weiss. And it's a caught catch all the way down to the Oriole 28-yard line. So first and 10 for the Panthers.
First and 10 for the 28.
As the clock continues to run down to 3:45 remaining. And Panthers now have the new play, and Panthers now to the line. As Bryden waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver left and right this time. Man goes in motion and Weiss. And it's going to be to Havens. Uh-oh, on the reverse. And the pitch was messed up. And it's a loose ball. Who's got it? Panthers got it, but all the way back to the 43-yard line. And so Havens with the recovery for the Panthers. So the Panthers retain possession, but now it's a loss all the way back to the 43. So loss of 15 on that play. Second down and 25. Approaching the 2:30 mark. Again, our Bowerville Panther postgame show here coming up. So we wrap up our fall football season coverage with the Panthers this evening. And a low snap back to passes Bryden. And, oh, wide open for the, and that would have been a touchdown, was Luke Weber. And so, third down coming up. And so now, Panthers to the line. As Breidung now waiting for the snap. Good snap, back to pass. Looks, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by number 55. And that is Josh Hager. And so the Stanley Boyd now will take over, and I would think with the running clock, they'll just take a couple of knees and we'll be done. I mean, a minute remaining really doesn't need to do too much. Yeah, they got all the subs in now. See what number 24 now is. I think that's Hosiah Dembski. Okay, down to 50 seconds. Oh, short a couple of linemen. Well, that's not going to work. There we go. Now we're set. And handoff straight ahead we go. That's number 30. And that is Gadel, Gunnar Gadel. And that ought to do it. And so Stanley Boyd. I mean, unless they'd call a timeout. I can't believe they would. 22 seconds remaining. And that'll do it. 56-0. As Stanley Boyd wins it tonight. Coming up, our Bowerville Panther postgame show being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand, Arkansas boys football here on WRDN.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Durand Panther Sports broadcast on WRDN. Time now for the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show, brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, with locations in Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to the Bowerbilt Panther or Bowerbilt Sports Complex. Time now for the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show, being brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Again, winning tonight, Stanley Boyd wins it 56-0 with the win. The Orioles end up 6-1 in the Cloverbelt Conference, 9-1 overall. Panthers finish the season at 2-5 overall, and or 2-5 in the conference, 3-7. Overall, well, let's run down some scores on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Wabashaw Kellogg defeats Rushford Peterson by a score of 14-12. It was Goodhue over Hayfield, 49-12. Also, Chippewa Falls leading Menominee 21-0 in the third quarter. Baldwin-Woodville leading St. Croix Central 14-13 at halftime. River Falls over Wausau West 21-14 at half. New Richmond was leading Superior 35-7 at half. Elma Pepin leading Oliva Strum 22-6, that from the second quarter. So those are the scores that we have so far in our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. We're going to take one final break. We'll come back. We'll recognize the seniors that played their final football game as the Durand Panther. We'll do that here coming up. You're listening to the Bowerville Panther postgame show, brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
And welcome back to the Bowerbilt Sports Complex as Stanley Boyd wins it tonight 56-0 over Durand, Arkansas. Well, Panthers, a very young team. That's just part of it. And four seniors, two of them were hurt. Number 22, Joey Baker. Again, he was one of those seniors that was hurt. Also, number 34, Gavin Yonke. Number 72, Magnus Lukic as well. And also number 44, Brady Grimes. Our four seniors on this team. Again, two of those were hurt. Very, very young team. And we talked with Coach Rosemeyer, these are tough games. And there's still Stanley Boyd fans listening or watching. They will tell you, yeah, we remember those years too. And again, I think Stanley Boyd has 17, 18 seniors. So again, it's one of those things, a young team, a lot of experience that they're gaining here. And hopefully for next year, some of that stuff's going to start to pay off. But again, it's been wonderful being able to call the football games once again. One thing I've liked about this year as well is I didn't have to wear my heavy winter coat. I didn't freeze once during any of these Friday night games. I could do that all the time. But for us, now our fall football season for the Panthers is done. We'll start getting ready for the basketball season coming up here later in November. And also, good luck to the Lady Panthers in the volleyball regionals. That will be starting on Tuesday at Durand, Arkansas High School. They take on Gale Electric Trempealeau. And congratulations to the Lady Panthers on their Dunn-St. Croix Conference Championship as well. Once again, our final score tonight, Stanley Boyd defeats Durand, Arkansas 56-0. Please thank all of our sponsors for supporting our broadcasts. You've been listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys High School Football here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins. Have a great weekend, and remember, don't be burning this weekend with all of the dry weather. Burning bans are in place for Dunn and Buffalo County, but if you can, avoid any burning this weekend.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
I've never heard before, and I can't find the love in her eyes anymore. There's some changes going on. I'm beginning to understand. When I'm holding her, I swear I feel the presence of another. While she's lying here in my bed, there's a stranger in my house. Somebody here that I can't see. A stranger in my house. Somebody here trying to take her away from me.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love but I lost it. She got too close so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water.
Florida somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography, maybe you might be. Knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair.